reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, I'm sending out a mayday. My family's closets just aren't ready for spring. SOS, save our style.
Help is here from Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's big thank you sale is going on now. Get the season's newest dresses, tees, and jeans, and 30% off your entire purchase. 40% off when you use or open an Old Navy credit card at Old Navy or OldNavy.com.
40% off? I may need to get to Old Navy.
You may want to do that right away. It ends tonight.
Old Navy saves the day.
High Fashion, Old Navy. Valid 5, 2 to 5, 6. Excludes in-store clearance, gift cards, jewelry, register, land items. Today only and two-day only deals. 40% off is subject to credit approval. See stores or OldNavy.com for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Psychic Teachers. I'm your host, Deb Bowen.
And I'm Samantha Fay.
And we are just so happy that you folks are with us tonight. Thank you so very much. Tonight is the night before the full moon.
Yay.
In my tradition, it's called the Blessing Moon. It's also, in some traditions, called the Thunder Moon. So everybody remember to put your stones out for cleansing in the moonlight tomorrow night. That little aside.
Why
welcome.
Is it called the Blessing Moon?
Because it's the first full moon of the harvest season.
Oh, neat.
Mm-hmm. And so we're being blessed with the bountiful harvest.
Well, and Mercury retrograde is over.
Thank you, yesterday. Oh, I don't know about you, but I was really happy to see Mercury go forward.
Me too.
Oh, lots of weirdnesses with appliances and stuff. So there we are. If you are a regular listener to our show, you know that we have been working our way through the past 7 weeks with the major chakra system. And tonight we're going to wrap up and pull together a lot of the material that we've been talking about with the other chakras and how to really work with your chakras tonight. So tonight's kind of a recap and a discussion about now what? What do we do now that we have this information? So there we go. Samantha, do you have a meditation tonight?
No, I didn't because I thought we would. I could incorporate it when I get to the color therapy.
Okay, perfect.
But I can start with that if you want.
Well, it's up to you. I don't have an animal tonight either because this seemed too broad to just narrow it down.
I know.
To one person.
And so. I don't have a rainbow crystal. Although I should say, if you do ever find a clear quartz stone with a rainbow in it, and they're pretty easy to find, you just hold them up to the light, and when the light hits the little prism in the quartz, it's a natural prism inside, you'll see a rainbow reflected, and those stones are said to bring happiness and joy to the wearer.
I'm very grateful to have one of those. It's too big to wear, but I do have a quartz with a rainbow in it.
They are happy. They have a happy energy to them.
Mm-hmm. They really do.
So, yeah, I can go ahead and start with that.
Okay, great. Right. And then we'll move on.
It's a little longer than I normally do, though. But it's just to show people kind of a way to cleanse through the chakras.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
Because cleaning your chakras is really important, folks. And Samantha and I are going to talk about why.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, great. So this is just a good way just to generally, like just before you're going to bed at night, when you wake up in the morning, if you're just, you know, laying in the bathtub, just relaxing. This is a good way to just quickly and gently start to really work with your chakras to cleanse them. So what I would like you to do is, if you're in a position to safely do so, close your eyes and take some nice, deep, relaxing breaths, allowing yourself to feel relaxed, centered, and focused on my voice. As you breathe in energy, feel yourself exhaling any stress. Ground yourself into the earth always. So picture tree roots coming out from the soles of your feet, going down, down, down into the cool, dark earth. Feel your muscles loosening as you open yourself up and relax. And focus now on your root chakra right at the base of your spine. And I want you to see a red ball spinning there. And notice if it's small or big. Notice if there's any dirt on the ball, any debris, or any other blemishes or marks. And as you're focusing on this red ball of light at the base of your spine, I want you to take in a deep breath. energy. Just breathe in the color red. Feel it coming into your entire body, flowing down into your legs, into your toes, your hips, your stomach, your chest. Feel the vibrant, passionate red energy rushing up into your shoulders, spilling down your arms, coming into your fingers, rushing back up into your throat and your head, so that your entire body is filled with this beautiful, red, vibrant, living energy. And take a nice deep breath and see that red energy, that clean, clear red energy that you've just pulled into your body, settling at your root chakra, cleansing it, spinning it, and putting it into the appropriate, proper size that it needs to be. And now move up to your sacral chakra, just right above your root chakra and below your belly button. And again, notice it. It's an orange ball of energy. See if it's too small or too big. And pay attention to if it feels different or if it looks as if there's any marks or blemishes on it. And then breathe in the orange light. Feel it filling up your entire body. Again, breathing it into your legs, toes, breathing it into your torso, filling your arms and your hands with this creative, energetic, orange energy, breathing it into your throat and your head, and breathing one more big breath and seeing it concentrating back into your second chakra, allowing yourself to feel completely cleansed here. Any sexual anxiety, any creative blockages, any body image issues, just leaving your body as you breathe in this beautiful orange energy. Now bring your awareness up to your solar plexus chakra right above your belly button. See this beautiful ball of yellow light, your own personal ball of sunshine spinning in the center of your body. Again, paying attention to if it feels too big or too small or just right. Feeling or noticing any blemishes or changes in color. And just intending to cleanse that center and make it whole and balanced. Again, see yourself taking a deep breath, bringing in the yellow light. Feeling this warm, joyful, happy yellow light fill up your entire body. Breathe it down your legs into each of your 10 toes. Breathe its warm, joyful, confident energy into your hips and your stomach, your torso. Feel its golden warmth spilling down your arms into your 10 fingers, coming into your throat and your head. Take a deep breath and feel it focusing and concentrating right at your solar plexus chakra. Absolving any worries you have about, am I good enough? Do I do a good enough job at work? Pushing away and erasing and eradicating any self-esteem issues. Instead, filling you with a sense of joy, confidence, courage. Until that beautiful yellow light is spinning brightly, cleanly, and clearly. And now move your attention up to your heart chakra, right in the center of your heart chest. And notice a beautiful emerald green ball of energy spinning there, paying attention to if it's too large or too small, seeing if it's moved a little. Sometimes this center tends to can move up or down. Make sure it's in the right place in the center of your chest. See if it's a dark green or a light green, if it's faded. And now take a deep breath and breathe in emerald green energy and light. Feel this beautiful, healing, loving source of energy coming right into your body. See it spilling down your chest, coming into your hips, releasing any tension in your thighs, your calves, spilling into each of your 10 toes. Take a deep breath and breathe this beautiful, loving energy up into your shoulders, spilling down your arms, into your fingers. Another deep breath, bring it into your throat and your head, and see it focusing and concentrating back into your heart center, cleaning and clearing out any old residue of heartache and heartbreak and regret, any current feelings of lack of self-love, any current feelings and emotions of jealousy and envy and anger, allowing yourself to feel instead in its place love for self, love for others, and love for your higher power. Now focusing your attention on your throat chakra, right at the base of your throat, see a beautiful light blue ball of energy spinning and shining out vibrantly and happily. Again, notice if it's too big or too small, intending for it to balance and cleanse itself as you do your breathing exercises. Take a deep breath. Breathe in this light blue light. It's just like the color of a cloudless, bright, sunny sky. Breathe this light blue light into your entire body. Feel its peaceful, comforting energy spilling into your torso, into your legs, your feet, your toes. Take a deep breath, breathe it up back into your torso. Allow it to spill down your arms, into your hands, into your throat, and into your head. Allowing it to erase any words you wish you hadn't spoken. Allowing it to give you the confidence to speak the words that need to be said. Taking a deep breath and feeling that energy concentrating back at your throat chakra. Seeing any debris completely cleansed and cleared from this center now. And breathe your energy back into your body and see yourself paying attention to your third eye chakra, right at the center of your forehead. Its color is a beautiful dark blue, indigo energy. Breathe that color into your body. It's like the color of a midnight sky. Breathe this inky blue energy into your body, allowing it to clear away any debris of doubt about your intuitive abilities, allowing it to dissolve any control issues that you may have, any illusions of perfection you may cling to, allowing it to erase for you any fears you have about opening your clairvoyance, allowing your third eye to see what's really there. And breathe this dark blue energy into your entire body. Feel your electrical impulses coming alive as you feel more connected to all that is. And focus your attention back on your third eye, concentrating this dark blue light on this center here. See it spinning, shining brilliantly, all debris cleansed and cleared from this center. Say inside your head, my third eye is open. It is safe for me to see. And now bring your attention up to your crown chakra. This is a beautiful purple center that sits half in your head and half out of your head. So see the ball as sunken into the crown of your head and see it shining out brilliantly up and around you. And as you breathe in this beautiful purple light, feel your shoulders rising, feel your energy rising, feel your energy expanding as you reach up to the I Am Presence. Breathe this purple light into your entire body, allowing it to fill every inch of your cells, your muscles, your bones, your tissues, your nerves, filling it with that sense of connection to everyone around you, your connection to your higher power, feeling loved, loving, and connected. And bring your attention back to the crown chakra and see that beautiful violet light spinning and shining beautifully. And let's go up about a foot above your head, and I'd like you to imagine a beautiful, large, white ball of light spinning and shining happily. The center is always cleansed and clear for you. It is your higher eighth chakra, and it keeps you protected and connected. And see that beautiful white light shining down all around you and shining up all above you. And when you're ready, take a deep breath and open your eyes, knowing that your chakras are now balanced, whole, cleansed, and ready to take on your week.
That yep. was wonderful.
Oh, good.
I'm kind of in a little trance over here. Oh,
that
nice.
Is a really good way to cleanse and balance your chakras through visualizations of color.
And I think, as we mentioned earlier on the show, if it helps you to come up with an object,
yes,
that is the color that you're working with, that's sometimes helpful. You're going to laugh at this, okay, but I can't believe I'm going to say this on the air, but it's true. My first, second, third, and fourth chakras are bell peppers.
First, second, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so red, orange, yellow, green bell peppers. Oh,
yes.
I get it.
Yeah, I use bell peppers.
Why not?
Why not? They're the right color. They're
yeah.
the right. For me, they feel about the right size.
Right.
So that's my image for my lower chakras.
That is really neat. You know, some people use gemstones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some people use flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Some people use birds. Some people use windows and doors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I worked with someone last week who was working on learning to open and close her chakras, and we used doors as for that exercise for her.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you do have to go with what works for you. I don't know why. I always picture just a ball of clear red energy and then a ball of clear orange, and I just see it shining out in front of me and behind me.
Oh, okay. Oh, Jerome has just posted in the chat room, there's an app, I love this, on his iPhone called My Chakra. It plays great music and has a mandala to focus on. I sometimes let it play in the background while I'm working and while I sleep.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and somebody else says that she envisions different colored pinwheels. So it doesn't really matter. I mean, these are great suggestions.
Pinwheels is a good one because they spin.
Spin, yeah, absolutely. So terrific. You know, whatever works for you is absolutely wonderful. Use it, you know. Whatever does it for you. But it's important to be able to clean them.
Yeah.
And that's and to really get them balanced and spinning at what for me I feel like is needs to be about the same rate for all of them. Do you agree with that, Samantha?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because if you can't really work with them if they're not moving, if they're sluggish, if they're murky, if you don't have those vibrant colors working in your head, then they're not working for you. And lots of things happen when your chakras are out of whack.
That's right. Yeah, you feel just in general term, you feel disconnected.
Yes.
And you might have you might have an idea. Like for me, it's really important for me to connect with my second chakra. If I don't do something creative every day, I feel a little disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
So I always have to draw or write or knit or cook or, you know, do something that connects me with that creativity. For other people, it might be something different. You know, you might always have to connect with your throat chakra and have to be around a lot of people and talk a lot and share your thoughts and views. So sometimes one chakra more than others will have precedence for you. And
mm-hmm.
pay attention to that and notice when you feel a little out of whack and ask, what haven't I been doing lately that I normally do? Or
right.
what should I be doing? And usually we know the answer.
Yeah, we do. We do. It's in us. I mean, those of us who are intuitive folks, as is everyone, of course, who is listening to the show, you know. And it's important to pay attention to which chakra you're working out of the most and which one you're ignoring,
mm-hmm.
because that one's the one that probably needs attention as well.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I've talked a lot before about how when I was really focusing on reopening my abilities, I tended to ignore the lower three chakras because I didn't want to be grounded.
Uh-huh.
You know, I liked feeling a little flighty and woo and open. And that's not a good thing. You know, everything has to be working in unison.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When you are focusing on cleansing your chakras, you'll also release a lot of old and current emotions. And I think it's important not to judge these feelings. Just allow them to pass through you.
Yes, feelings just are. They're not right or wrong.
That's
right. They are.
I always tell my students when I'm teaching Reiki that when you're working with energy, sometimes it acts like Drano. It just literally cleans out your body, and it's flushing out that which is no longer serving you and probably didn't serve you in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to let that go. And so you might, you know, you might have a runny nose, you might have an upset tummy, you might feel weepy, you might feel tired, and just don't judge those. Just keep working through them.
Yes, and I want to go back to the very beginning of your meditation.
Okay.
And that is the grounding.
Yes.
Because that's really important, folks.
Yeah.
And that seeing your feet really with roots on them connected into the center of Mother Earth is so vital. Because, as Samantha's pointing out, if you don't have that grounding, you will fly off into the ether somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't. You can't do this work
mm-hmm.
if you don't have a solid base.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that grounding exercise every morning as just a part of my morning meditation where I see myself with my feet grounded in the earth. And I find that's really important. I go barefooted all the time. Samantha and I don't can I tell that? You don't wear shoes much either.
No,
we don't. We don't wear shoes a lot, and I really hate them. I think being able to be connected to the earth is a really important beginning step in working with your chakras.
Yeah, I do too. And if imagining tree roots coming out of the soles of your feet does not work for you,
mm-hmm.
that's absolutely fine. Picture anchors or ropes. Whatever is your idea of grounding, you can picture pretty plant roots coming down and connecting you. Whatever works for you, but make sure to intend to be grounded.
There's a beautiful image, and you can see it all over the internet, of a tree.
Oh, yeah.
That shows the roots underground as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's that as above, so below kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great image for being able to help yourself see the importance of those roots below.
Yeah, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
You also want to pay particular attention to your heart chakra because this is, as we've said before, the bridge chakra. It really does connect your physical chakras with your spiritual chakras. So if this one is blocked, nothing is going to be going through.
Uh-huh.
It's the seat of love, and so it opens us to love of self, which ultimately is true healing.
Yes.
Really, if you think about that, if everybody truly loved themselves, there would be no strife in this world.
That's right. And we're back to Jesus again, because Jesus said that. If you love other people as you love yourself, and if you loved yourself, you would love other people.
You would love other people, but
right.
So many people don't love themselves, so they don't have love to give, and therein lies the problem.
That's right. But cleaning your chakras, balancing them, spinning them properly, getting them moving and clear is really the first step in it's the second step, I think, in intuition work, meditation, of course, being the first. But I think that that's so crucial because if we don't do that, then we can't really manage that opening and closing of our chakras when we need to. Do you agree?
I do.
Yeah.
I really do. Also, especially for the lower three chakras, experiencing nature is so important. Every day, try to connect with water, animals, the landscape around you, the sky, the day, the night, just really paying attention to nature.
Mm-hmm.
Hug a tree. Go ahead.
I have a very funny picture of me hugging a tree that someone took when I didn't realize they were taking it.
Oh, I want to see it. You should put it on Facebook.
Oh, my golly, no. I'm wearing a very big sweater, let me just say that. But, yes, you know, just connecting with plant energy is a great way to do that.
Or listening to the birds. I mean, I used to, when I would walk with my... I always talk about how I walk with my friend all the time. And in the beginning, I was so focused on just, like, walking as quickly as I could and keeping my breath good and talking a lot. And I was focused on the exercise and talking to her. And she would always point out, like, gosh, look at the clouds there, or look at that bird. And at first I was like, yeah, but did you hear what I just said about Susan? You know, like, can we get back to what's really important? And now, you know, we don't talk as much. We're really noticing what's around us, and it's a much more meaningful experience.
I think that's absolutely true. Jerome has pointed out that Sark says that if you hug a tree long enough, you'll feel it hug you back.
I agree.
And that is so true. You know, Samantha and I live at the mouth of Hurricane Alley, and when I have done all that I can do to protect my property, and as a storm is approaching, I go out into my yard and I hug my trees and I thank them and wish them well for the storm. And they do hug me back.
I agree with that.
I can hear the energy. I have a sycamore tree overhanging my patio, and I can hear the energy in that tree moving when I hug her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a girl. I don't know why the tree's a girl, but it is.
You know, we should do a show on fairies.
Oh, let's.
Yeah, because this just reminds me of working with fairies, talking about all this nature stuff. But, yeah, yesterday I had a lovely day with you, and then I came home to such a traumatic afternoon. My husband decided to bring home a very large Weimaraner dog to see if it would get along with our kittens and my little Yorkie.
Not so much.
Yeah, not so much. And my kittens decided to run and climb up our evergreen trees, and we have this wall of evergreen trees along our back yard fence, and they're probably 12 to 15 feet high, and we literally were out there for hours with a 6-foot ladder and my 6-foot-1 husband on top of the top rung. And it was awful because you could hear these kittens crying for help, and we couldn't see them. And I was praying to St. Anthony, and I was praying to St. Francis, and I'm like, please. And so finally I just said to the trees, please, please release these kittens to us. Please let us see them. And that's when we were able to. It was really cool.
Uh-huh.
But it was hours before that thought hit me. But I do believe that trees have energy.
Oh, of course they do.
Yeah.
Hello. Everything has energy.
Well, that's true. But I believe that it's more potent, more palpable, more communicable than we give them credit for.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, is there one of us listening to the show who doesn't love the giving tree?
Oh.
I mean, you know, really.
Love that.
I know. We all do. So, indeed. So, anyway, the grounding. I know I feel like we're perseverating on it, but it's so important to do that, to do the grounding, to do the clearing, to do the balancing and alignment. It's just like you're a car, and it's important to do those things, or you're out of balance. I mean, you know, we've all been in a car with it. The tires needed balancing, so it's that kind of thing. Opening them is a great thing. It's an important part of the whole intuitive process. But just with anything, it can be too much of a good thing, and so you gotta know when to open and when to close, or some degree in between, so that you are open and receptive to information coming to you, particularly from your guides and angels, but it's also important to be able to close them down when you're on overload. Do you want to talk some more about that, Samantha, and then I'll pick back up on that?
I was answering the chat room.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry, I was clicking on all the things. What do you want me to speak more on the overload? No, I know.
Thank you for listening.
I am. I just didn't know what exactly.
I know. Opening your chakras. Let's talk about opening.
Okay, so what I want to say about that, I think I've already said on this show, but it does bear repeating. You will read 1,000 different things on opening and closing your chakras. So many people will tell you that you should always keep the crown and the root chakra open and the rest closed throughout your day. And then when you're doing intuitive work or trying to tune in with the other side, that you should, open them. But always keep the crown and the root chakra open. Now, for me, I think it's because I'm so empathic, I can't do that. I have to keep everything closed when I go throughout my day.
Oh, I mean, are you, you're just like going to the grocery store is nutso. You can't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did, I think I called you after this too. I did a reading or two. I worked, and then I went, I had to like run to Walmart and pick up cupcakes and like run to my kids' school and bring the, these cupcakes. And I don't know why I had to get, I don't know why I had to go to Walmart for this. But I forgot to shut down after working. And I go into Walmart. I thought I was going to faint. I got so dizzy.
I remember that day.
Yeah.
I remember us talking about it. Yeah.
And I pulled like a Diet Coke out of the cooler by the registers and just guzzled it. Like, because I was, it was the craziest, weirdest feeling. So, anyway. So you have to do, you know, follow what the books say to an extent. You know, you have to always do what works best for you. But I know that most traditions will teach you to keep the crown and the root open.
And I just can't do that.
No, I can't either.
Whew. No, I can't. I have to shut them down sometimes. Or otherwise, you know, and it's one of those things where, particularly when I'm in a classroom and there are a lot of people around me and it's so noisy.
Mm-hmm.
And with so much energy coming at me, I have to shut it down. I can't have to be able to differentiate and stay focused, or I'm able to look at somebody and say, oh, golly, you know, her boyfriend beat her up again last night and that sort of stuff. And I don't need to know that all the time.
No, no. But also know that it's very easy to open your chakras very quickly. You know, like once you get into the habit of it, sometimes I'll be somewhere and I'll feel a message from spirit and I won't be able to get the message until I open my chakras.
Mm-hmm.
And if I feel comfortable enough sharing the message just while I'm talking to the person, I will just start at my root chakra and I will just start to open those doors, the red door, the orange door, you know, and go all the way up. And it takes probably 4 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do that when needed, and then you can shut them just as easily, too. Again, I think we've already said this on the show earlier on in the year, but remember that you always open your chakras root to tip. I like to say that, sorry. Root to crown. And then you always close crown to root.
Yeah, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
I can shut mine down faster than I can open them up. Is that weird?
No, I think
okay.
That makes sense. I think that makes a lot of sense. It's easier to close something than it is to open it.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can just slam those doors.
What I do is I picture myself as a tree. So I picture the tree roots coming out of my feet. And then I open up my arms, palms up to the sky, and I picture branches opening up. And I say inside my head, I am grounding, I am opening. I am grounding, I am opening. And then I go to my root chakra and I open all the way up to the crown, and then I put the white light all around me. Because I don't want to be open to anything. I want to make sure I've got that shield of white light around me to protect me.
Mm-hmm, certainly. Yeah, you don't want to let bad mojo come in.
Yeah.
No,
and don't. When you're shutting them down, what you want to do is picture an image of shutting down. So either you can picture a light switch by each ball of energy, and you can picture it going from on to off.
Mm-hmm.
You can picture doors closing, windows closing. You can picture a flower bud, you know, closing up for the night, just shrinking down in size. What else do you do?
I use doors.
And
you know what I do? You know, in some cities, and particularly older cities with historic districts, you can buy posters of doors.
Mm-hmm.
in a city, you know. And I love those posters of all the different interesting doors. And so each of my chakras have a different looking door for some
mm-hmm.
reason.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but they do. And that's literally what I do. I literally envision. Some of them have two doors, like French doors kind of thing, you know, and I pull them together and others just close and others have, you know, so that's my visualization.
I picture two doors closing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you shared something that you were like, I can't believe I'm sharing this. I can't believe I'm sharing this either, but something I do when I'm driving is I start at the root and I look for the color red around me. So I'll breathe in a red stop sign, or I'll breathe in a red light.
Uh-huh.
And then I look for the color orange, like in an orange cone or an orange car, and I'll breathe that energy. And it's like a little game I play.
There's a question in the chat room. Yes, each of my doors are the colors of the chakra.
Yes, so you start at the crown, you pick your purple doors. And the purple doors at the crown chakra to me are like basement doors. You know how that they open up that way?
Oh.
You know, because like the crown chakra is like looking down at it from up in the sky.
Oh.
It's not, you know, you close them that way. And then
okay. The
forehead chakras are coming out through the front of your forehead and through the back of your head, and you shut those in.
Oh, I see what you mean by the double doors. Oh, okay, I understand
now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm with you now. So you shut back and front doors,
basically.
Yes. Yeah, okay, I got it.
And it's each color of the chakra.
Mm-hmm, yeah, exactly.
Now, there's another really great way to cleanse and balance your chakras, and that's through sound healing. Now, if you think about it, life consists of sound. It brought forth life on Earth. It maintains our existence right now. Everything vibrates to sound. If our hearing were any more sensitive, we would hear the music of the flowers, the grass, the mountains and valleys, the sky, the stars. So sound healing can be really important, for healing and balancing our chakras and connecting to that presence. There are so many really neat studies out there that prove all of this. Just getting that book by the Japanese scientist, Water...
Emoto.
Yeah, Dr. Emoto. What is
Daughter
it called? Water?
Hidden Messages in Water.
Thank you. Hidden
You're
Messages
welcome.
In Water. And it shows what happens to the energy, the crystallization of this water magnified 1,000-plus times when it's played rock and roll music, rap music, classical music, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
They've done studies... Hens, for example, will lay more eggs under the influence of classical music.
Uh-huh.
Plants grow better under the influence of Bach. They did a study and they played different types of classical music, and they tended to like Bach the best.
Oh, to me, Rachmaninoff is the heavy metal of classical
music. Isn't
that
funny?
I just can't bear him. But
they also loved Indian music.
Like sitars, you mean?
The
like
Indian
Ravi Shankar?
Sanskrit music.
Uh-huh, like sitars. And
yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
The country and folk music had no influence at all.
Oh, my plants love folk music.
But the rock music produced a rapid decline. So no AC/DC, sorry.
Oh, no Metallica, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But the
if
different
you're in
tone.
Doubt, sorry to interrupt if I could get this out real quick.
I'm sorry.
If you're in doubt, look to Stephen Halpern.
Yes, his work is beautiful.
It really is, and all of his music is specifically choreographed, is that the right word? Composed, I guess would be a better
uh-huh.
word, for sound healing of the chakras.
Mm-hmm. I can see him, not Yanni. He wrote Cristofori's Dream. Somebody help me in the chat room. I'll come back to me. But there are a couple of those early New Age musicians who did a lot of that sound healing kind
mm-hmm.
of work.
Mm-hmm.
So, indeed, that's true. You're David Lance, thank you. Yes, David Lance. Mm-hmm.
And there's a German composer. His name is I'll put it in the chat room, Winfried Verlag. And he's done a lot of Reiki and chakra music. That is specifically for that.
Oh, yeah. And there's a lot of stuff on the internet and on Spotify and,
mm-hmm.
and some of those that
mm-hmm.
is available to you. But one of the things is that your chakras resonate to different tones.
That's right.
You know, you would think of a lower tone if you think of doing like I'm not a musician, but the scales. So a lower tone for the root chakra, and you go up to a higher vibration to your crown chakra. And you can do this you can certainly listen to all this wonderful music. These are all great suggestions. But you can also do this with bells. You can do it with drums.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it with pots and pans. You can do it with glasses and a fork or a spoon. So you can create those varying degrees of heightening in tones, and use sound to work with your chakras as well. You don't have have any fancy equipment for that.
That's right.
Play with stuff in
your
kitchen.
But I do really want to get a crystal bowl.
Oh, I would love a crystal bowl. Gosh, they're expensive where we live, but they sure are pretty.
Mm-hmm.
They make beautiful, beautiful sounds. And one of those brass bowls with the mallet.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they do.
Yes,
a singing bowl. And yes, chakras correspond to a particular pitch. And
I have it. Okay,
you got it. Oh, good. Okay, share it.
Okay, so the first chakra is a deep C. Second chakra is D. Third chakra is E. Fourth is an F. Fifth is in G. Sixth is in A. And seventh is in H. Now, I don't know music, so I don't know.
What is H?
I don't know.
High C, I bet.
And then it says here, deep C and C major for first chakra, D and D major for second, E and E major for third, F and F major for fourth, G and G major for fifth, A and A major for sixth, and H major for seventh.
I don't know what an H is, and I took 6 piano lessons and my teacher died, so I really don't do it, but I know there's no H.
Yeah,
Jerome says it must be a B.
This is from the Chakra Handbook.
Okay.
And the people who wrote this book, honestly, if I could say their names, Shalila Sharamon and Bodhi Boginski, they actually created a chakra lamp that you can actually lay under, and the colors shine down on you on in the right spot of where your chakras are. Isn't that cool?
I assume the lights are adjustable for your height.
Yes, they've got a picture of it. It looks really, really neat.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go. Okay. So, yes, you can use sound. You can use color. You can use fragrances. And we've talked about, as we have gone through each of the chakras over the past 7 weeks, we have talked about essential oils that resonate to each of those chakras. Do you have a list of them, Samantha? Or
I don't. With me.
Uh-huh.
I don't with me. I do in my notes from last week.
Okay.
But it's very easy to look up on the internet, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can use aromatherapy in a lot of ways. You know, you can wear it, you can diffuse it. I know frankincense is a really good all-purpose antidepressant to just kind of diffuse throughout the home.
Mm-hmm. I bought some yesterday.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of different ways that you can do this. One way that Deb and I love is going to get your personal scent made, you know, where you go to an essential oil store. We have one downtown that does it, but there's also a couple of spas in town that do it. So just, you know, check around. Somewhere where you are probably has someone who will do that. And they will make a scent that you pick that's for you based on the essential oils that resonate for your energy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the other way that you can cleanse your chakras, and in specifically your lower three chakras, is through dancing. Dancing is so good for the body. Not only is it good exercise, but it makes you happy. It makes you feel connected. I mean, how many, ancestral cultures use dancing to connect to the divine anyway?
Oh, absolutely. My sister and I were dancing last night. We had a girls' pajama party night, and we danced and just had the best time. You're right. Your chakras respond to that joy.
Yeah. And it's just a wonderful feeling. Hula hooping is really good for the root chakra.
Oh, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it is.
Singing is obviously good for the throat chakra, but it's good for your whole chakra system, especially if you're going to be chanting the mantras that we've talked about, the Vam, Lam. You know, that's really, really good. Working with color is so important. So we talked about, earlier in the show, we did the color meditation. So just intending and visualizing those colors in your body is really important. But paying attention to the colors you wear is also very important.
Absolutely crucial.
Mm-hmm.
I had a student say to me a while back, and I probably have said this on the show, she said, "You don't just ever wear jewelry, do you?" And I said, "No. Everything I put on my body has a reason."
Mm-hmm.
And that's true with the colors I choose to wear on a given day. It's true with the various stones that I wear. There is a reason for all of them. So it's
right.
really with intention.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Black energy really does dampen and ground your energy. So I wear black, but I tend to wear it when I kind of just want to be invisible that day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So try, you know, browns are really not the best colors to wear. It doesn't have a higher energy.
Mm-mm. If I wear brown, I counter it with a scarf of
a
color
exactly.
or that sort of thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do too.
Yeah.
And let's see. And of course, stones. I mean, duh.
Yeah.
We haven't even talked about stones, but we have as we have been through this series together. And having your own chakra set is really a good thing to do. I really do recommend it. I worked with my massage therapist recently in helping her to gather some stones to keep under her table that corresponded to the chakra system for the people she was working on,
mm-hmm.
as well as some things that she needed in her office to help herself.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really fun. We mm-hmm. had a good time working with that together.
Well, and speaking of, massage is a really good way to get in touch with your chakras.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting periodic massages, doing yoga, experiencing Reiki, those are really good ways to start to balance and cleanse your chakras. And, of course, laying on of the stones, can't say enough about that,
no.
as you just mentioned. You know, I just want to share really quick with everyone. Deb and I had our reading night last weekend. And afterwards, some of the ladies stayed, and we were talking, and all of the ladies who stayed were probably over 50, right?
Except for one.
Except
mm-hmm.
for one, okay. Mm-hmm. And all very much products of the 60s, right? Can I say that?
You can.
Okay.
It's true.
And so we were talking about how people today aren't dressing the way they used to dress, you know, how they just don't care really what they look like, so many people. And I was so surprised that all these ladies who are so free and open-minded and non-judgmental and just really into accepting everybody, they all said, they all agreed that it is so important to dress with respect. And I don't know if I discussed that with you, but I just found that so interesting because I would have thought most of those women would have said, oh, people should be able to wear whatever the heck they want to wear. You know?
Yeah, but they didn't.
But they didn't. And they said, you know, they said, I don't want to go back to the gloves and hats, yet you really are telling the world how to treat you by how you dress.
Absolutely.
And I do think it's important to pay attention to what you're wearing, the colors you're choosing to put on, the persona that you're projecting out there. I think that's crucial. I think we need to do everything in our day with intention, including the clothes that we wear.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, we were talking about how we see people in grocery stores now with pajama bottoms on.
Oh, I know.
What about the man we saw when we were eating lunch yesterday with no top on?
I know.
So I just think when you're dealing with any energy work, it's important to pay attention. And one of your friends, our dear Linda, said, you know, she said, when I'm not feeling good, I tend to put on sweats and a T-shirt, and it continues that not feeling good, you know, energy. And she said, but when I am feeling good, I tend to dress nice, and I feel better, and my energy gets lighter and lighter.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's, important that you really figure out what it is you want to project, what it is you might need to protect for a day. You know,
mm-hmm.
I can. We certainly talked before about if I know that it's going to be a tricky day, that turquoise bear goes around my neck, and I wear turquoises and purples.
Yeah,
I just know I need to do that. We had a question in the, I don't want us to run out of time. We had a question in the chat room a little bit ago about using pendulums with your chakras.
Yeah.
And I did a chakra check on the gal that I've been working with opening and closing and with my pendulum. And it was wonderful to watch what the pendulum did with each chakra. Mm-hmm. And to answer the question, for me, my pendulum spins clockwise when it's giving me information about chakras, and that's clockwise to me. So I had her lay down, and I started with her root chakra, and I just held the pendulum over each chakra as I went up her body. And we watched how wide the spin of the pendulum was, how small it may have been, whether it was a steady, even spinning, or whether the spin was kind of hesitant. And what that told us was where she was with the need to work on aligning those chakras. And so we did that. We did a check. We went through. We did some meditation work with each chakra. And then we checked them again. And when we were done, everybody was spinning at a much more consistent pace.
Yes, and you can do it yourself as well.
Yeah.
One thing that you can do with your pendulum is you can say, you know, for example, they always say that you should hold a pendulum still and then say, show me yes, show me no, show me maybe. But if you're doing it for chakra work, you can also say, you know, show me cleansed and clear.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can say, show me blocked or block it or getting ready to be blocked. And you can see if it goes counterclockwise or clockwise for you. Or you can just intend, like Deb said, clockwise means good, counterclockwise means not so good, and so on and so forth. But you can just hold it. You know, if you're just sitting in a chair, you could hold it right in front of your root chakra and see how it's spinning, and then you can bring it up to the energy. I would hold it probably about 6 inches in front of you.
Uh-huh.
And then keep going all the way up your body. It's going to be hard to do the crown chakra. You might have to do that in the mirror so you can see how it's spinning. But you can really get an idea of which chakras are closed and open, which ones need a lot of work. And then it's really cool because what you can do is you can lay down, put the crystals, the corresponding crystals on those chakras that weren't spinning as widely. You can put your hands over them and intend white light to go in. You can do the color imaging to really imagine those chakras being cleansed and balanced. And then you can put the pendulum back over the energy and see how it has healed. So it's really
absolutely
nice visual proof.
Yeah, absolutely. And someone has asked about running the pendulum over the chakras in your hands. Yes, you know, Samantha and I have only talked about those 7 major chakras plus the 8th chakra over our head. We have chakras all over our bodies. For any of you who've ever had acupuncture or acupressure, you know that those meridian points run all around your body. That's basically what your chakra system is in many ways.
Great.
Yeah. And I don't know about the spinning clockwise. That's just what my pendulum does.
Right, right.
You know?
You have to begin a relationship with your pendulum.
Exactly. And ask it.
Yeah.
Just say, you know, ask your pendulum. It will tell you.
It will.
Uh-huh.
It will. But, yeah, I do think it's important that you have a pendulum that's yours that no one else uses and that you learn to work with and how it speaks to you.
Right.
But that's a really good way to cleanse the chakras. Are we forgetting anything?
I'm sure we are. I'm just trying to think of...
Oh, the colors are so important. I was telling Deb, I knitted 2 chakra blankets for my Reiki table so that when people would come to see me, they would lay down on a Reiki, like a chakra blanket, and then I would put a chakra blanket over them. I always feel that when people are having Reiki, if they have a blanket over them, they feel much more receptive to the energy than if they're just kind of laying on this table exposed. So I made these 2 chakra blankets, and as you all know, I've been working from home lately. I'm not in my office, so I have these blankets at home. And it was really cold in my house the other night, and so I fell asleep with the chakra blanket wrapped around me. I had the coolest sleep ever. So I tried it again last night, and same thing. It's like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like I'm just floating in my sleep. It's the neatest feeling.
Oh, I think that's just wonderful.
Yeah. So I really do think that working with the chakra colors is everything. So important. I've woken up earlier. I've woken up more refreshed. I've woken up not necessarily remembering my dreams any better than I normally did, but feeling... connected, You know, sometimes you wake up and you feel like, where was I?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes, I need a chakra blanket, I guess. Because darn if I know where I go some nights.
I know.
You've got a question about how the blanket was made.
It's really easy. I took two balls of each color of the chakras, and I just single crochet stitched them. So I used two balls of red, two balls of orange, two balls of yellow. The first one I made, I used really expensive yarn, and I'm not as crazy about it. It came out very thick and hard. It's the one that I put down for people to lay on. The second one, I used the really inexpensive yarn. I think it's the Red Heart is what I used. It washes beautifully. Like, that blanket is as soft as a baby's skin now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Somebody is remembering something we had talked about using just squares of felt over your chakras.
Yes.
Yes, we did say that.
Yep, that's a really easy thing to do. It's something that I do with my kids because they, especially when they were younger, they would kind of be very wiggly and they'd feel funny having stones on them. So I would just cut felt squares out in the color of the chakras about 4 inches by 2 inches, and I would place it over their chakras. And I would, again, have them breathe in the red and breathe in the, you know. And it's very helpful, especially with kids, before you go to bed. If they're having any anxiety about the next day or if they've had a rough day at school or if they're tired, it's a really nice way to end the day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice. It's amazing what you can do with your children with this stuff without it seeming weird or, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so, although I was in church this morning, and I guess this is pretty bad, but, you know, I don't know. I just started reading my daughter's palm, and she was like, Mom, stop that.
Samantha?
She's not as receptive. You know, my oldest one.
Yes, I do.
I couldn't help it. I'm really addicted to looking at people's palms that I know really well, like my kids, and seeing how the lines change. It is just the coolest thing.
Oh, how funny. Yeah. You are a hoot.
I did want to say that, you know, this is my little promotion for myself, but I do sell chakra bags with all the associated stones in them. And I just wanted people to know, if you just want a chakra bag, go on my site and order it. But if you want me to make a chakra bag with a specific intention for you, order it and then send me an email and say, please, you know, knit this with this affirmation or with the intention of health or healing or love or peace or whatever it is that you're working on in your life, and I will pray that into the stitches.
Oh, nice.
So I just, you know, you might be a little bit longer of a wait, but not much longer.
Someone in the chat room whose name is Blue Iris posted earlier a CD that has single tones for the chakras, and I can't, my screen won't let me scroll back enough to get the name of it. So if you post that in the chat room again for us, I'd be happy to mention it out loud to folks who might be listening who aren't in the chat room with
us. Yeah, mine won't let me go back up there.
No, for some reason I can't.
Okay. Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, absolutely. It's thank you. It's called A Chakra Meditation CD, and it's by Glenn with two N's, Harold with two R's. And she says it's great for chakra cleansing, and it gives all the tones for each chakra with a beautiful female voice holding the tone. She got it through audible.com a long time ago, and it's also available on Amazon, she says.
Nice, and the link's there in the chat.
Wonderful. Yeah, he's English, so lovely. Thank you for that. There's another resource for you. I love the connection and the sharing that we do on this show with people with so much wonderful information, and it's just great that we really are all teachers for each other, and I'm grateful to you all for that.
Know that it's a really good idea to play this music in your home all the time, even when you're gone.
Oh, I know. Oh, absolutely, particularly if you have pets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really, really nice to do that. Absolutely true. I find this interesting because one of my favorite things to play, and some of you all may remember this, is the Monks, the chant CD.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I love that music, and I play it often.
I do too. It's a very healing. And it'll get that energy of that music will really push out any negative energy from entities.
Absolutely. Samantha, we're out of time. Darn it.
I know it.
I know.
We hope you all have a great week. Deb and I might not be here next week.
We may take a break.
We have an opportunity to go to a concert that we might go to together.
Yes.
But
the following week, we will then begin a four-week series on the four directions and the four, I mean, lots of stuff about the four directions. So that's coming in our next series. Thank you all so much for being with us, and be the light.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
You reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, I'm sending out a Mayday. My family's closets just aren't ready for spring. SOS, save our style.
Help is here from Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's big thank you sale is going on now. Get the season's newest dresses, tees, and jeans, and 30% off your entire purchase. 40% off when you use or open an Old Navy credit card at Old Navy or OldNavy.com.
40% off? I may need to get to Old Navy.
You may want to do that right away. It ends tonight.
Old Navy saves the day.
High Fashion, Old Navy. Valid 5-2 to 5-6. Excludes in-store clearance, gift cards, jewelry, register, lane items. Today only and two-day only deals. 40% off is subject to credit approval. See stores or OldNavy.com for details.